The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 293, The Russian Connection.
He didn't show up?
That's what Holiday said. He was getting information on the guy you call Sunglasses, and the agency said he's AWOL. They're going to check his residence to see if maybe he's sick. They'll also check the hospitals. But for whatever reason, he never showed up for work.
That's something you don't want to hear about an undercover operation.
What happened?
Mr. Sunglasses never showed up for work. Hey, you said that he only had one address, right?
His whole life.
I'm sure the CIA sent someone there first thing.
Yeah, I'm waiting to hear back how that went. So, what should we do now?
Get a hold of McMillan and see if we can get anything out of Kolkoff. I'm sure they're all working together.
And what are you two gonna do now?
There's not much we can do that the CIA won't do. They may have done everything already. I think our only hope is for John to get something from his Russian connection. So go ahead and call John and see if he can meet us somewhere.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. Any place in particular?
Well, if he can meet us at the park or where we made the drop to Kolkoff, that would be great.
All right. I'll get right on it.
All right, thanks for the update.
Sure thing.
So, Sunglasses Boy disappeared. Sounds to me like he's been playing both sides.
You think?
I doubt it if he ever goes public again. Unless he makes some big changes.
Like
a major cosmetic makeover. Or a trip to Mother Russia.
You think he's Russian?
I don't know if he is or not, but there's a pretty good chance he works for them.
Okay, but what about the other agents with him? What were they doing there?
I don't know. Maybe it's like you said, it was a surveillance op, and they wanted to bust Kolkoff. But someone tipped him off.
Mr. Shades?
Without a doubt.
Well, then why do you think he disappeared this morning?
Maybe his people thought he was the leak. Except, who was he signaling? It's like he was signaling someone that McMillan was shocked that the container was empty. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
Welcome to the world of the private detective.
Nesting dolls.
But they're so cute. I never had anything like this growing up.
What did you play with?
Knives, laser pistols, stun grenades. You know, the usual rage toys.
I deeply regret not being there for you, Lenora.
Well, it certainly isn't your fault. I'm glad we finally found each other.
All right, you two, that's enough of that. I'm starting to choke up. I think the man Micah told us to see us right up here.
I certainly hope he speaks English. Using our translators might draw unwanted attention.
Most of the people there speak English, so I don't think it'll be a problem.
That's good, because my Russian is about as good as my Mandarin.
I didn't know you spoke Chinese.
I don't.
Well, sir, you're in the same boat. Hello, you speak English?
Yes, of course. What can I interest you in?
Mika sent us.
Ah, so you have interest in military. And I see she likes Matryoshka.
Yes, I'm a collector. My father and husband are also collectors.
Yes, but we collect old military pieces.
Especially old weapons.
I see. I might have something you like. This is NR-40 knife. Very nice piece.
This is from the Second World War, correct?
Yes, very nice piece.
What is that over there?
It's Tokarev TT-33. This pistol used by Russian officers. Firing pin removed, but for good price, I give you firing pin.
So for everything, how much?
For you, I sell for 500 manets.
For me? You mean the British tourist?
That is good price. This pistol, very rare.
What is that in your currency, Slane?
That's a little over 225 quid.
That's your tourist price. Now, what's your local price?
It's same. Nikolai make good price. Maybe you see something else?
What we're interested in, we don't see.
We're looking for something a little bigger.
And maybe more current?
If you think I do black market, no. Nikolai only do collection pieces.
Are you sure? We can pay whatever your price is.
Then pay 500 manat for pistol.
Like you said, Nikolai, we're looking for something bigger, like a DP-27.
This is machine gun. We cannot sell machine guns.
Do you know who can?
I'm sorry. This I don't know.
And why do I see a 47-round magazine on the table? This magazine's for DP-27. That's why I asked you if you had one.
How you know this?
We are collectors, and I must have this machine gun for my collection.
Do you know anyone who can help us? As my son-in-law said, we could pay. We have deep pockets.
I would like to help, but...
Where do you find all of this?
I am also a collector. I go to many markets like this and trade.
Are there a lot of markets like this in Baku?
Yes, but if you're looking for Russian weapons, this is Russian Bazaar. The best place to find.
Well, thank you for your time. You have nice things here, but we're interested in bigger things.
How interested are you?
Very.
Maybe if Nikolai find what you want, I get commission?
Absolutely. Here's my mobile number. Call me if you locate good sources of weapons. Thank you for your time.
Oh, here, for lady. Russian uniform button. You must have something to put into Matryoshka.
Why, thank you. That's very nice of you.
Call us when you have some.
I will.
I think you had a charming effect on it.
Jealous.
By the way, Slane, how do you know so much about Russian weapons?
I am actually a collector, but mostly of the small stuff.
Ha! You learn something new every day.
Hey, Scarlett, what's up?
Oh, we just went through the interchange for I-95, but they're not heading north.
Can you tell where you are?
Not yet. This is the most confusing interchange of highways I've ever seen. It looks like someone went crazy with a Hot Wheels track set.
It looks like they're taking the Highway 9 south, Hicks.
Pappy said they're taking Highway 9 south.
Okay, let me put Ivan on speaker. She said they're taking the exit for Highway 9 south.
There's a very large industrial zone on the west side of Highway 9. There are a lot of places he could hide in there. It would be a great place to swap vehicles. There's also a rail station there for the Miami Metro system.
I don't think he's headed for any rail station. We're past the turnoff for that.
All right, let me pull up my GPS. Now, if he stays on 9, he'll end up in Key Biscayne. Before that is Little Havana. If this guy was tied up with a drug shipment from the south, he may have ties there.
We're pretty sure this guy's from Rage. That had nothing to do with the drug delivery. I don't think he's seeking any kind of help from Cuba or South America.
Well, that's your call, Pappy.
I believe you're right. This is probably the same guy you and Scarlett followed in the Everglades.
My guess is that he brought out the drugs in that wrapped up paper.
If that's the case, what's he gonna do with them?
I think he's on his way to sell them, then head back to the fish market and pick up the other two.
If that's the case, we're right here and we can make the bust. By the way, no sign of Meredith yet. Our inside man says they're still in the back.
We're merging onto 817.
He's headed to Opa-locka.
So we're in the suburbs now.
Why is that name so familiar?
Oh, of course. When we did a search of possible landing sites for your jet, Opa-locka Airport was a prime candidate. It's a small, executive airport, mostly for private jets.
That would mean a lighter security presence. But why would he be headed for the airport? He left Meredith and the other Rage member at the market.
Best guess is he's dropping off his package for transport elsewhere. Remember, Rage needs U.S. currency to operate. He's probably making a sale.
We're on Northwest 135th Street now.
Yeah, he's headed right for the airport. He should soon be turning onto Northwest 42nd Avenue.
You'll need to get to him before he leaves. I suggest you try to stay out of sight when he gets to the airport and just observe. Take a lot of photos. We'll have the FAA ground any plane that might be involved.
If he passes off to someone in another vehicle, let us know. We'll get it stopped. You stay with your guy.
Will do. So what's happening there? Anything new?
Funny you should ask. I just got word that the Dade County ICE Task Force just pulled the reefer over. They're transporting the suspect to central booking. They'll hold him there until we can get back to interrogate him.
Well, at least that's one good thing. How long are you going to wait to go in after Meredith?
We really don't want to have any kind of altercation inside the market. It's pretty busy and these guys are probably well armed.
The last thing we want to do is start a firefight in a crowded market.
Alright, I see you signaling a right onto 42nd Avenue. We'll be in touch.
Okay, good luck.
Well, we're on our way now.
Is it a long walk to this marketplace?
No, Sprague said it was within walking distance of the spaceport.
We're going to have to be careful that Hanneke or his guard doesn't spot us.
No, you're going to have to be careful that they don't see you.
He's right, but that goes for all of us. Both of them know us from our brig visits.
So, what's your plan? How are we going to approach this?
These disguises will work well for you as long as you don't talk.
And what about you? It's hard to hide your size.
I'll stay back once we spot the ship. I'll be monitoring you on the radio. If you need my help, just say so. The four of you should be able to handle the arrest, although the guard may give you trouble.
I've handled him before.
Now that's what I'm worried about.
Don't worry. We'll keep an eye on her.
Oh, come on now. I'm not that bad. Listen, before we go any farther, make sure your M19s are set to stun. We can't afford any civilians catching a stray proton shot.
Yeah, a stray ray would ruin their day. Make them cray-cray.
Hey, what'd you say?
Oi, mates. Don't quit your day job. Either of you.
The closer we get, the less chatter, please. The only way they can identify you is by your voice, so use it as little as possible.
That might be a challenge for some of us, and I'm not including myself.
Everyone keep that in mind. The less chatter, the better, especially when we get closer.
You think maybe we should get the Mercury here in case we make the arrest?
That's exactly what I plan to do. Mercury, this is Jaffra. Land at Newmarket Spaceport and await our instructions. We'll be maintaining radio silence. Jaffra out. Okay, he acknowledged.
I see shippers in transit parking. They must be shuttling their goods over to the market.
I don't see any activity. They might be in between runs.
Oh, well, that could be a problem for you, Jaffra. Someone remaining back with the ship might see you. Especially since you look like a 7-foot Bedouin.
Rather than jeopardize our chance to make these three arrests, I'll stay back and board the Mercury when it arrives.
I think that's a good idea. If we run into any problems, we can call you for backup.
All right, I'll bid you farewell here. I'll be monitoring you if you need my assistance.
Thanks, Jaffra. Hopefully we won't.
Think we can handle these guys without Big Daddy?
I'm not worried about it, Marco. We've handled much worse back home.
Yeah, I suppose you're right about that. It looks like their quad is headed over for their ship. It has a cargo bed on it.
Okay, so they're still shuttling goods to the market.
Good. That way we can see where they take them. Yeah, and where they've set up shop. Then we can make our plans.
Well, that's the street they came on. I say we walk down it and wait for them to pass us.
Yeah, I agree. We can cross here.
If there's any way we can isolate Zardoz, any of you three could approach him. He's never heard your voices. We were in a firefight, so I'm sure he'd recognize me. I won't do any talking.
That's a good idea. I think I'll stay quiet, too. There are a lot of cultures that do not approve of women speaking or doing business.
But didn't you go one-on-one with Sprague?
But I was alone, and I used flattery to lower his guard.
Ah, you cheated, didn't you?
Whatever it takes.
Here comes the quad from their ship.
It looks like the first turn is the one we're looking for. And now he's taking an immediate right.
I see him.
Yeah, we all see him, Captain. He's hard to miss on that flaming quad.
No, I see Zardoz. He's the guy in the black cape.
You mean Batman?
Do you see Hanneke or the boy Wonder?
No, it's just him. I don't see the other two anywhere.
Then I say we all approach him. I've always wanted to say this. Gabby, not a peep out of you.
Gabby, you don't have a comeback?
Oh, I have one, but we're in mixed company.
I can't wait to hear this one.
All right, everyone quiet. I'll start the conversation in case Sprague contacted him about me.
Well, well, what do we have here? Did you people take a wrong turn at Tatooine?
I am Tam. I spoke with your number two, Sprague. Perhaps he told you I was coming?
Yes, but he told me it was just you. Who are these others?
I told him that my ship was out of service. These are my shipmates. We are all looking for work.
Then why the disguises?
Let's just say that the IDF wants to talk to us, and we don't really want to talk to them.
Really? So you are perhaps in a line of work they don't approve of?
Were in a line of work that didn't approve of. We're here now because I know you could use our skills.
You are safe here. There is no IDF presence here. If there was, I wouldn't be here.
Okay, everyone, uncover.
Much better. I like to look at whoever I'm talking to. Now, why should I hire any of you?
Because we've all served under General Haneke. We were hoping that he'd be here. We'd all like to pay our respects to him.
Well, why didn't you say so in the first place? If you served under the General, you are more than welcome to join our crew.
So he is around. We'd like to see him and pay our respect.
While we were unloading our cargo, we've discovered a hidden transponder. Haneke feared he was being followed by the IDF.
A hidden transponder? Those scum.
So where is he now?
I had a shuttle take him east. He said he knew of a town there where he could lay low. He and the guard are both gone.
Sounds like he'll be gone for a while. Do you mind if we walk around the market? We really wanted to serve with the General again. We need to make some decisions.
Take as much time as you need.
Okay, that's a development I didn't see coming. We need to inform Joffre to get the Mercury ready. Looks like we have places to go.
Goes our ride. Where are we?
I take it you've never been on R&R.
Rest and relaxation are words I don't often use.
This place was used as an R&R destination for rage troops. During the Galactic Wars, the population swelled to that of a fair-sized city.
Like I said, General, rest and relaxation aren't words I use very often. So, why are we here? Other than avoiding the IDF?
I have contacts here. There will be places for us to hide.
Hide? There's another word I rarely use.
I understand your position, Guard, but there is a time to fight and a time to regroup. Someone put a tracker in that cargo, and that someone notified the IDF. Of that, I'm sure. Since Jaffra the Bounty Hunter is pursuing us, I'm willing to bet that he is in Newmarket right now.
Then I hope he comes here. Better yet, I hope he brings Gabby with him.
She really got to you, didn't she?
It's bad enough to have a prisoner escape, but for that prisoner to be a woman?
That is what troubles you the most. A woman got the best of you. Don't worry. If they come, we will be ready for them. Then I will let you have your revenge. But only when the time is right.
I shall savor that moment when it arrives. In the meantime, what do we do?
There is an establishment straight ahead that serves selected spirits. We will go there first.
Good. I could use a drink.
That is not the purpose of our visit. I left something there. Something in case there was a time like this.
What, did you leave a spacecraft hidden in the jungle?
For our purpose, I have something better in mind. Something more useful. If we were to take flight, the IDF could easily spot us.
If they're even here.
Oh, trust me, they are here. The bounty hunter Joffre is quite persistent.
Then if we are not flying, what are we going to do?
Follow me.
Is this place even open? I don't see any vehicles around.
Hello, Gracie. It is good to see you again.
Greetings, General Hanako. My circuits are also stimulated.
A robot bartender? No wonder it's open all the time.
Not just a robot, but a captured IDF Robo 2 series android.
Who is this handsome man with you?
Don't be flattered, God. She is programmed to flatter. It increases sales.
What is the purpose of your visit, General?
77340.
One moment, General. There you go. The bikes are stored in the usual place. The bunker is fully stocked.
Thank you, Gracie.
Can I get you a refreshing beverage?
No, thank you. There is plenty at the bunker.
Safe travels. You too, handsome.
Yeah.
Come on, God. Don't let it get to your head.
All right, but I am rather ruggedly handsome.
I wonder what they're doing in there. It's been quite a while since they went in.
I'm thinking the same thing. I'm guessing they made multiple buys and they're sending out the drugs to different areas. If the Lees are in there, I don't think they'll be going anywhere soon.
I agree. They have to know that people are looking for them. When I talked to Nelson, he said the insurance company was pressing for answers in the bombing of their business.
It seems like they'd want this resolved soon in order to collect.
You would think that, but they're the ones who were responsible for the damage.
You haven't proved that, have you?
No, but their actions tell me they were involved somehow. If they didn't blow up the place, then they know why it was blown up. It was because of their involvement in the drug trade.
I can see that. Even if the drugs weren't theirs, they were found hidden in their office, right?
Right. And that would lead to a lot of questions with answers they couldn't give.
And that's why we're sitting in front of an Asian market in Miami, because they've come home to roost in a matter of speaking.
Well, we've solved this case. Now what?
I think we need to catch them first.
Yeah, there's that little matter of proving everything first. I'd better check on Scarlett and Pappy. They should be at the airport by now.
What's up?
Nothing on this end. We still have the market under surveillance. I believe ICE will be going in soon. The fish van has been stopped, and the driver was taken into custody. Your guy has left, so they're probably going to go in and make the bust.
I thought you guys were worried about collateral damage.
They are, but their inside man said that all of the suspects are in the back, away from the public.
Our guy hasn't gotten out of the car yet. We think he's waiting for someone.
Tell them that ICE is moving in.
I'm going to speakerphone so Pappy can hear what you're saying.
Sounds good.
Put us on speaker, too.
We're doing the same. Ivan's getting something from the ICE team.
Yeah? Yeah, are you sure? Positive? Okay, we'll be right in.
What is it?
You guys need to stop him from getting on a plane. The two men in the back are both rage. You've been following Meredith.
Will Thornton and Scarlett be able to stop Meredith? Will Hanneke get to a secret hiding place? Will Kate and Ivan apprehend the Lees? And will Barnes find the mysterious CIA agent? Find out in the next episode, Switcheroo.